It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Our conversation with presidential hopeful Ron Paul brought this comment from Michael Cullen in Berlin, Germany. Too bad nobody had the gumption to ask Ron Paul about how to get America back to work and reduce the unemployment rate. He wrote, that is the biggest problem in the U.S. Whoever solves it saves America and also reduces the deficit. When we spoke with sociologist Dalton Conley about the advantages of having randomly assigned roommates in college, Rebecca Neal sent this succinct note. If your sleep schedule and theirs don't coincide, it won't work. Yesterday, we asked for six-word memoirs about work in honor of the Labor Day holiday. Irene Soderstrom in Lawrence, Kansas wrote, my boss is 2 months old. And when I hailed everyone else working on the holiday, Peter Rodman in Davis, California argued that I was not exactly at labor. Labor is sweating, mining, laying track, welding steel, swabbing decks, mopping floors, pulling cables, driving forklifts, lifting bales, pounding nails, generally making something new or fixing something to make it work. He wrote, you are at work. This does not mean that I do not respect what you do, only that to place yourself amongst those who are laboring today misrepresents the real meaning of labor. Finally, we end with a correction from Tom Green in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. I believe I heard you say during Thursday's Talk of the Nation that journalist Neil Sheehan reported on Vietnam for the AP. In fact, before he went to work for the New York Times, Sheehan was a reporter for United Press International. And an omission, yesterday I neglected to note that Washington Post columnist E.J. Dionne is also a regular contributor to All Things Considered. Send us your corrections, comments, or questions by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there at TOTN or follow me at Neil Conan, all one word. Talk of the Nation is produced by Barry Hardiman, Priska Neely, John Asante, Peter Granitz, Tinbeat Ermias, April Failing handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Gwen Uten directs our program. Sean Phillips is the technical director. He gets engineering help from Jerry Tennant, Cal Southworth, and Andy Rosenberg. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, authors tell us their stories of taunts and tears and teases. Dear Bully, join us for that. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Want even more talk? Head over to our blog at npr.org. There you can weigh in on the topics that landed on the cutting room floor, get a look at what's piquing our interest, and tell us what's caught your attention. You'll find it at the new npr.org/blog of the nation.